was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. It is 7:05 in the morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's January the 22nd. Bad Bob, good morning.
Well, good morning.
How are you feeling today?
Not bad. The cold is slowly moving into the background. Now, of course, my wife has it.
Well, I see you're carrying a holster there.
My flashlight.
Oh, flashlight. Yeah. Flashlight and like a little bio tool or something.
My Leatherman. Yes.
Okay. I'm just making sure. And of course, I'm joined by an angel. Ruth Angel. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
I'm doing really well. Just so you know, my car let me know it was cold out there this morning.
Why did it do that?
Because it's cold out there, Carl. Oh.
How cold is it?
Well, apparently it's 31 degrees. Am I wrong? It says 31
degrees. It's out there. It's 31 degrees.
Bob says it's 32, and he's got the tool thing on his side of his hip, so I'm guessing that it's 32. The humidity is 78%.
And it's going to be a good day today.
How warm is it going to get? Interesting?
How warm is it going to get?
I think like,
High near 8. No, it can't be right. Oh, six, is that right? 65 today, mostly cloudy with low around 41 tonight. Tomorrow, rain likely before 4 p.m. 30% chance of showers before 10 p.m. So today, enjoy your day because tomorrow it'll rain. You can stay inside.
Yes, Bob.
What do you want? You're just sitting there giggling. What is this? You got to turn it on.
Okay. You know, you should leave that up to the professionals.
What? The weather? The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. I know. Hey, the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Give them a call at 474-5546. They're getting ready to have their wine tasters banquet out there. And it's going to be on a Friday night. And we'll talk. We're going to have John Stadelli and the winemaker Chandra in here. Great evening. Great food and pairing with wines. And, of course, this Thursday is pizza night and then music on the weekends. 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards. And now we're going to... Josh Wiley at our Wells Fargo Advisors for our Market Minute. Good morning, Josh.
Well, good morning. Well, we have a relatively flat market this morning. Currently, the Dow's down 6 points at 13,643, while the NASDAQ's down 6 at 3,128, and the S&P 500's down 2 at 1,483. Oil's up 30 cents at $95.86 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.04%. Gold's up $2.50 this morning at $1,689, while silver is up 6 pennies at $31.99 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Citigroup's down 75 cents at $40.90, Qualcomm's down 2 dimes at $64.49, while Apple is up $1.09 at $501.20. Lots of market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot. Josh Wiley from our Wells Fargo Advisors with our Market Minute, Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 906 right here on KCNR. Give him a call at 530-243-7561 or just go down to see him on Park Marina Drive if you want the real information about what's happening in Wall Street and what they can do to help you salvage what's left from the last 4 years and make it grow. Okay, let me see. Ruth, we've got... Women's Refuge coming in here. But we've also got Ronnie Potts, who's just started the Veterans Center. They've been trying to get the Veterans Center in here for the last 6-7 years. And now it's going to open up. It's going to be dealing with the post-traumatic stress and a lot of that.
So happy about
it. It is. And, so we're going to have him on to talk about what it is. It's not connected to the Veterans Clinic, the VA clinic here, but they do share a lot of stuff.
We probably have a good working relationship with them. So.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, and then we're going to be talking about a variety of things. I hope you brought a couple of things to talk about because I have a few.
You know, I always talk about a lot of things. But,
okay.
One of the things that I want to talk about is our group that's going to be organized for the anniversary of Chapelgate. And that's one of the things that I want to talk about.
We want to talk about that right at the beginning, as soon as we get back. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, of course, is on sabbatical, but Ruth Angel is with me today as my guest co-host. We'll be right back. Free Fire Radio, community radio for the North State, KCNR 1460.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Like your turkey deep fried? Well, just for the holidays, you can take your used cooking oil to the City of Reading Household Waste Facility and dispose of it absolutely free. Don't pour the oil down the drain or put it in the trash. Pour the cooled oil back in the jugs it came in and take it to the City of Reading Transfer Station at 2255 Abernathy Lane. They can take cooking oil Tuesday through Saturday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. through January 15th. For more information, you can call 224-6201 and enjoy that turkey.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda on sabbatical. Ruth Angel's in with me today. 530-605-4567. We've got going here. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's. It's 32 degrees out there. Wrap your hands around a big, big latte or a cappuccino and keep yourself warm. Of course, they meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. Joe and Shelley have been in the business there for 30 years, helping our community. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay.
So my sabbatical would look like nails and toes and massages. Massages. That's what mine would look like. Might be longer than Linda's, though.
You... Your toes or?
No, my time.
Oh, your time.
The time needed to become sabbatically sufficient.
Well, you know what? I think I'm sabbatically challenged, frankly. you know, it takes like 3 or 4 days to get yourself ready for the sabbatical in the sense of coming down off the step if you've been on it for 3 years. Mm-hmm. Then okay, now, I mean, the whole house is just, I mean, she's redoing this huge office area. Well, it's not huge, but it was filled up with a lot of stuff. It's all along on the hallway.
Well, you open
so today I come running in. I'm going to come back after work here, and we're just going to load up the back of the truck. I mean, literally the back of the pickup truck with stuff. Take it down to storage, and it's probably like two. And then she's trying to give away this beautiful wooden desk type stuff. You know, with a big, you know, it belonged to her grandfather, and she's just willing to give that one away.
Wow.
And that will clear out that one area. And tables and chairs, gone. I mean, it's just, she's just going through and we're trying to, what is it, minimize? Something like that?
Well, you
Downsize.
Yeah. I mean, I've opened closet doors and looked in there and said, what treasures are under some of the things in there? And then I can just sit on the floor and go through stuff and look at pictures and go, oh, I love that. Oh, I miss that. And so I get it. I totally get it.
Well,
3 weeks is not enough for me, but.
Well, I mean, it's just, I mean, who knows? I mean, this could be, go to the end of January. It probably should. By the time she gets it finished and then gets the painting done and all that, it's going to be January, and that's fine. Because then it's, we're both ready then. Because then at some point she goes through all my closets and gets rid of stuff.
And then back to
work. You know, the 37 shirts that really I only wear 4. So I think the other 30. Anyway, okay. Let's head on back. Now, we're getting ready to have a, An anniversary
of Chapelgate.
And by the way, there's been a huge, from what I understand, should we talk about this?
Well, I don't know that we should be talking about it, but there are things on the horizon that are good news for Mr. Anselmo. And I think that once these things come out,
I have him then, on later on.
Yeah,
and, yeah. Yeah, because it could change, this court case that's been going on for, 5 years? And the county's lost 12 or 13 of the motions out of 12 or 13 of the motions.
And there's countersuits and
yeah, I
blah,
mean, there's,
blah, blah.
I mean, it's like a Byzantine, you know, and the whole thing is, and someone has said, hey, just give me my permits. I'll drop the lawsuits. Tell me what I haven't done. Let's get it done and I'll move forward. I don't want your money. Let's just move forward. I want to build more here. I want to spend more money here in Shasta County. You know, even though that some of you are just like a bunch of brigands and thieves, some of those are gone. And the
there's a new board of supervisors. So we're hoping that we can be a part of that change. And
why doesn't the Record Searchlight get into this?
Well, I think what the Record Searchlight does is just kind of announce, and I'm sure they'll be announcing here shortly some of the changes that have been made, and then.
Wait to hear what happened. I mean, a mistake that if somebody had said this 5 years ago, and this was a mistake on the county's part, by the way.
Yeah, and I think the bottom line is that what happens is that the Record Searchlight gets a hold of it. People make their decisions based on things they don't know. This is a long battle, 5 years, like you said. And last year we thought, you know what? This is such a common sense thing. Why don't you just settle this? Why does it have to be lawsuits? We went to the Board of Supervisors with over 300 signatures. And there was a lot of support for the county to just do the right thing. And so as we approach the anniversary date, which is February 26th, we asked the question, what has the county done?
What has happened in a year? You know what? And the thing about it, too, is and then they decide to have a meeting about the their managing ability for the county departments the same day as the rally up there at Anselmo's. Which, you know, drew off some people, but there's still, what, over 300 people up there
exactly.
for this thing.
And there were people there.
And the point is, what's happening when you ask them? Well, it's in the lawyer's hands. Why? You know what? We control the lawyers. This is like $20,000 or $30,000 a day or, you know, a month. What is it? Or maybe it's a month. It's not a day. It's a month that's being spent on this, which is our money. Our tax money that, you know what? That could, you know, that much money could go into how about hiring 2 policemen?
Exactly.
Or 2 sheriffs.
Or dogs, the police dogs, or resources in the county that
dogs.
Are needed.
Yeah, you're right. Dogs. Or something. Instead of this thing, if someone was willing to, is saying, hey, look, let's just end this. I don't want any money from you. Just give me the damn permits. Hello?
Well, and more importantly is that people got together for all the right reasons to support Mr. Anselmo, but not only that, but to effect change with the county. And the county said, we're going to get people together and we're going to make some changes, or we're going to get ideas on how those changes should be implemented. And bottom line is that what has been done, because I'm not aware of anything, and maybe they did that.
Double secret probation. Double secret probation. We didn't know about it. They didn't tell us, and now we're trouble. Okay.
But I think the bottom line is that we asked the question. We asked the question, what has happened in the year? And we owe it to the people that were out there at the chapel rally. We owe it to
We need
Mr.
to get everybody
Anselmo,
back out there again, you know, and just say, and do it on such a day that we, you know, it's kind of like with less warning, so they can't call their own meeting the same day.
Exactly.
Over some kind of weird stuff.
And Terry Raposa had mentioned on one of the shows earlier that he wanted to get a group of business people together so that their voices could be heard. And I thought this is just perfect. We can merge these two ideas, come up with some really good solutions, bring real solutions, and hopefully partner with the county and reach out to them and say, look, if you haven't done anything, we want to help you. We want to bring some ideas here to the table that we think will be productive.
Well, we'll have to see. We have two new supervisors and three old ones.
Right.
And, you know, maybe it's about time to start asking just what they're doing.
It is.
You know, what are you doing?
What,
you have been sitting in there for 8 years. What exactly have you accomplished?
Well, I worked for government for 20 years, and I can say I did not ever want to be seen as in a bad light in the community.
Yeah.
I wanted, I would be embarrassed by something like this, and I would hope for change, and I would reach out to these business people and people in the community to hear what they have to say. There's no measure at the county for how affected they are.
Well, we can talk about that. We got to take a break though. Ruth Angel and myself are here on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio, community radio for the North State, and we are discussing what's going on at the county. In Selma, at 7:30, we're going to have Women's Refuge going to roll in here, and we're going to talk about the things they've got going. And then at 8 o'clock, we're going to be talking Vet Center, the brand-new Veterans Center, and what that offers to our veterans and our veteran community in the North State. We'll be right back.
Casino's ultimate tailgate party is the talk of the town for football fans. Come on down and be part of the big game event. The ultimate tailgate party. A Wind River Casino signature event. On Sunday, February 3rd, the event center will transform into a football frenzy and roar with the thrill of the big game. Plus, party with our special guests, the Raiderettes. Doors open at 2, game at 3. Best food yet, drink specials, party favors, kickoff for cash drawings. Free slot play and tailgate fun. Watch the game on two giant TV screens. $20 per person or $160 for a table of 10. This event sells out fast. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Wind River Casino is the only place in town that offers all this hard-hitting football action in one package. And don't forget, Wind River's free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. For details, log on to windriver.com. Or better yet, head on down for your greatest gaming experience ever. At Wind River Casino, your ultimate tailgating headquarters. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event.
It's better
on the river. On the river.
Are you tired of earning less than 0.5% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? If you have $300,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, I have a personal annuity I want to sell. This contract is not available anymore as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. So one savvy investor who wants a minimum of 4% interest guaranteed can purchase this personal annuity. This is no gimmick. The fixed account and this annuity will always pay at least 4% every year. This is only available to one person with at least $300,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. We offer other annuities as well, but for one investor with $300,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return for this existing annuity contract, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN.
The British
British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right. And Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Ensemble Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Reading, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on sabbatical. Ruth Angel. An angel on my shoulders here. Welcome back. 530-605-4567. And Friday, okay, I can't say this enough. Friday, Classic Cafe is having their world-famous German dinner in the evening there. I think they start at... Gosh, what is it? Friday? It's like 5 o'clock or something like that. But they're going to have the Rinderrouladen, which is tender beefsteak pounded thin, Sauerbraten, Liebe and Zischmeide mit Nudeln, Jägerschnitzel, Sieg Heil, Schweinebraten, Paprika Human mit Nudel, and Schweinfleisch mit Nudel.
The thing to remember, German dinner.
It's German dinner, but it's going to be great stuff, like German pork stew and red paprika cream sauce. You know what? I'm afraid that I'd like that one.
Yeah.
And anyway, so, hey, that's a Classy Cafe and Millie and Kathy, and it's going to be Friday, January 25th. We need to get the times on that. I know it's in the evening. It's like 5 o'clock. Okay, Ruth. All right, now, we're going to get this. You're going to have that group get together to come up with ideas. And when's that meeting going to be?
It's going to be today at 10 o'clock at Destiny Fellowship Church. And basically, it is going to be a small group of people at this point to talk about how we're going to plan the rally, which will be at Ensemble's again. The anniversary date is February 27th. The rally will be Monday, February 28th. Just folks to get together, and we'll answer those questions. So hopefully you can MC it again like you did last time.
I'd be glad to. Only because, you know, here's why, is that this isn't about Ensemble's. Because, you know, I think Dr. Jim Powers ought to come up for that.
Jim Powers, Peter Scales.
All these people that have gotten hammered by the county like this. You know, and they still, you know what, people still don't realize when you just read that little silly article in the Record Search, like, oh, they're giving her a bad time by putting in a driveway. No, that's not what it was about. It was the $50,000 they cost her by telling her she could open her business and then took it away from her. Rick Simon said, you can open your business. And Russ Mall took it away from her. And right. I mean, after she'd spent $50,000 and $8,000 on permits and all this stuff, that's what offended her.
Whether you agree with the process and their problem or not, the bottom line is that they did not get clear direction from the county on how they should move forward. And so the people who are stuck in these battles with the county, they have no resource. They need a board of appeal, maybe.
Well, there is supposed to be, according to the law, a board of review or a board of appeal, but the county has said, oh, that's your supervisors. Well, the supervisors are the one that make the laws. So, I mean, how do you appeal to them?
Well, when I asked that particular question, I got a photocopied page back that said that there actually is a process for appeal. It's never been put in place, but there is a process. Yeah,
I mean, it calls for people to be on it, right?
That's right.
And they've never done it, right?
It's written in the rules.
So what? Hey, Dave, you've been there a long time. Kehoe, what's going on with that? You know, I mean, what is going on with, you know, why don't they do that?
And I think what
we've got two new supervisors. Ask, Maybe they'll get into this thing. Yeah. Okay, we've got 1 minute left. Here's two things I want to hit real fast. High school graduation rate is the highest since 1976. How about that?
Well, while
but still
while
20%.
The birth rates are going down.
No, well, that could be, but 20% are still not getting diplomas. Blockbuster is closing. The video rental, that's closing. You knew that was coming.
Yeah.
And more ADHD are being diagnosed in California today than a decade ago.
Well, you know why? because they can get disability if their kids are labeled with that, and they can get their disability checks.
More white than any other ethnic group.
In California?
Yep. Or being diagnosed with that. And I'll tell you why. They get to doctors more. And because they're saying one of the reasons is that, you know, better, you know, more medical care, people are more aware of it. And probably white parents do not like to admit their kids are just bad kids. They've got ADHD.
Wow.
I guess. I don't know. All right. We'll be right back with after the news with Gene King from Women's Refuge. We'll be right back.
Morning trading at 10 a.m. Eastern. The Dow's down about 5 points. Meanwhile, AT&T is buying Atlantic Telenetworks U.S. retail wireless operations for roughly $780 million in an effort to boost its subscriber base. The deal includes licenses, network assets, retail stores, and about 585,000 subscribers. Atlantic Telenetwork operates under the name Altel in the U.S. with its network covering more than 4.5 million people. And if you want to be one of the 72,000 fans to see the Baltimore Ravens and the San Francisco 49ers play live at Super Bowl 47 in New Orleans, it'll cost you. According to TIQIQ, the average price is $3,082 with 5,000 seats still available. The big game is expected to be one of the hottest tickets in town. It's the last game of Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis, who's set to retire, and the 49ers haven't played in a Super Bowl since 1994. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
My Mercedes-Benz technicians know my car inside and out.
They arrived at my house and changed my tire in minutes. They had me on my way.
Prepaying for my maintenance is so easy and convenient. It's one less thing.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My go-to guys.
My rescue squad.
My road ahead. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, winter's finally here. If you've been waiting to fill your tank, now is the time. We employ some of the best delivery drivers out there. So give Danny a call and get on the dispatch. And if you're in the mountains, you might see a dog sled pull up with a 55-gallon barrel strapped on it. We will get to you. Be patient. For all the folks with no power, we have a lot of portable heaters ready to go and odorless kerosene. If you need propane, we have 25 to 1-gallon bottles ready to go. Stop by the plant, even if it's raining, we'll go outside and wait on you. If you have a small heater or an older one and you want to trade up, give Johnny or Bobby a call. We'll see what we can do to get you into a new heater, or maybe a tune-up. With everybody using online for ordering fuel or paying their bills, Kathy and Sherry are feeling a little neglected. So give them a call and say hello. 241-2196. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
911.
She shot him. She's shooting him.
My wife is a hero. She protected her kids. She did what she was supposed to do as a responsible, prepared gun owner.
This is Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The time is now for safe, effective, NRA-certified firearms training. And if I can provide your firearms, ammunition, and the best training in the state, visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, online at NorCalFI.com, or call us at 999-1822. NFI.
Have you ever served in the armed forces? Were you in the National Guard or a reservist who deployed on active duty? Are you in need of housing, or do you know of a veteran who needs housing? As a veteran, you should know that there are services available for you. Drop by the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street in Reading. There will be food and refreshments and one-on-one information. The more veterans who know about these services, the fewer will be left behind. We need your help to get the word out. If we can identify 300 veterans who are couch surfing or staying with friends or family or who are homeless, additional housing assistance will be made available for veterans in Shasta County. So we're counting on you to be at the Veterans Hall for the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Wednesday, January 30th.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. there is no place like home.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460. Community Radio for the North State with Carl Linda Bott. Linda on sabbatical, but of course we have...
Ruth Angel, that's me.
Ruth Angel is with us today.
Co-host of the Sheldon Largent Real Estate Show, Everything Real Estate, on Saturday mornings at 9.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, they are out there. They're going to take care of emergencies. They take care of routine maintenance. They can put in...
I'm going to call them today, actually.
Well, you know what? Make sure you tell them you heard it on
KCNR. Well, why? Bob, because KCNR, of course.
Well, Bob had a whole system put in out there.
Yes, we have an excellent heat pump system. We love it.
So, you know what? What can you say? You got two people here that are just saying, hey, these are good guys. If you need any help, 530-221-2642. They've come out to our house and done a lot of stuff, too. We're really happy with it. Go to homecomfort.org is their website. Been in business since 1992. Local guys here. So that's Alliance Heating and Air, 530-221-2642. Good. Hey, our guest, Gene King.
Good morning.
Well,
turn on the mic.
Yeah, you know, I don't understand what is so hard about turning mics on in the morning.
Except. Not a problem. Good
anyway,
morning.
Now
again.
We're back.
Good morning. Gene. Thanks for having me here.
So how are things down at the shop?
Good, good. We have, it's hard when, what we do when you talk about it's a good year, because what we do never means that it's been a good year for most people. When we doubled about the number of people that walked in our door this last year, which is a huge amount. That means over 5,000 people. And, our numbers are up in terms of, the people that have come to us for rape or for, counseling or for services now. What that may mean is because of our merger with the Justice Center, which was just a year ago. And, combined the publicity we've received, it's a warmer place to attend. People feel safer. It's a great location, on Market Street there above where the ex-Leatherbees was.
Yeah.
So, for us.
You have great waiting rooms and things for people to sit down and kind of relax and.
Yeah, so what we're doing, why it's great, we're serving more people. So when we serve more people, we know we're doing a good job, but people are hearing about us. Our goal, of course, is to serve nobody.
Oh no, you know what, there are a lot of organizations.
You don't want people walking in.
Well, there's a lot of organizations that you would just like to go to zero.
Exactly.
And that you go home after that and you walk your dog and, you know, go for trips.
That's our goal.
That's the goal.
We wanna have Shasta County a safe county, a county where people, do not, commit violence against their families. And we meet families and children and elders and, men, wives, anything like that.
Can I ask you a question? Do you think that maybe your increase could have anything to do, or are you tracking in any way AB 109? If some of these guys could come out of prison, and is there any increase because of that? Mm-hmm.
We don't have any statistics to say that's the case, and we don't have a way of actually tracking that. Probably it does have an effect, just has it as. Probably more in the homeless area. It's hard to tell. Is it an increase in numbers, or is it an increase because people know where to come? Right. And we don't have those kinds of statistics yet. So we're working on them. So next year we'll be able to better address that.
Gene, do you get very many out of state or out of area?
Well, basically our grants, not that many. Our grants really don't allow us to do it. They're money that comes from the federal government through the state of California and then allocated to us, and that we have very strict guidelines on them. So we are, really it's for the Shasta County where most of those funds are designated. Now we try to raise as much money as we can that's undesignated because we never want to turn anybody away. So if someone comes from another county, we do try to serve them. Lots of times what will happen is another county will call us and say, can you help us with someone because it's too dangerous.
Too dangerous in there. Yeah.
And we always take that person we share with other counties, helping each other out. But Most of those, there is a group of people that kind of hear this is the place to go. They go from town to town and realize you can get free meals. If you go to their mission, you can get free meals. If you pretend you've been battered and you can get into the shelter. But, you know, that's very, very small.
That's a small group.
Yeah, it's not worth even talking about because...
I never even thought about that, but you're right. You know, they can just... Oh, here's a good place to go and have, you know, stay a week or two.
And if we're not careful about screening, and we do screen, particularly at our shelter, for we can't take mental illness, people on drugs or alcohol. And so when they come in, we have a pretty careful screening process. So one of the problems with all of that is that we can't serve the populations, is then they have nowhere to go. If somebody comes in on drugs locally or otherwise or mental health, it's very difficult to help them get services. And yet, because particularly our shelter is a small house, it has about 26 people in it, but there's only really two dorm-style rooms. You get one mother and crib and baby coming out of a horrible situation. They're in trauma. They're crying. And another day, another woman and maybe a child at the other end of the room is reaching their 30 days. They've gotten some calmness. They've gotten some help. Maybe they've got a way to go or a place to stay and such. And it's not easy. So we really try to be careful of who we take in. Mostly they are either homeless because of when they've been kicked out, they have no other place to go, or they are in fear for their lives. It's likely that they will be killed if we don't take them in.
Okay. We got to take a break here. I guess Jean King, Women's Refuge, the things that you do are just the things you see every day are so far beyond what anybody else sees, unless you're a policeman or somebody that's into the underbelly of Reading. And the fact that you all have now, you know, are joined at the hip with the Shasta Family Justice Center, which I think is just a brilliant thing, so that you can get everything, you know, as much help and assistance as you possibly can in one spot. But we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Ruth Angel, this is KCNR 1460.
Are you tired of earning less than 0.5% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? If you have $300,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, I have a personal annuity I want to sell. This contract is not available anymore as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. So one savvy investor who wants a minimum of 4% interest guaranteed can purchase this personal annuity. This is no gimmick. The fixed account in this annuity will always pay at least 4% every year. This is only available to one person with at least $300,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. We offer other annuities as well, but for one investor with $300,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return for this existing annuity contract, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is smoked. The best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
With one spark, hope for many people went up in flames Christmas Day. In the wee hours of the morning, the Good News Rescue Mission on South Market Street caught fire and sustained heavy damage. The time couldn't have been worse. First, flooding, then the fire. At a time when the homeless are most in need because of the cold weather. So the mission is in dire need of your help. Go to GNRM.org or search Good News Rescue Mission and click on Donate to see how you can help. Thank you.
Attention all brides, grooms, and families. Sunday, January 27th at 11 a.m., Simpson University presents the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. More than 150 professional vendors. Plan your wedding all in one day, all in one place. Lots and lots of great prizes, including a honeymoon vacation, food tasting, cake samples, DJs, bands, honeymoon travel, and so much more. Just for you on your special day. Plan to attend and meet professionals who can make your wedding day special. For more information, call 223-3868. See you there!
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back. What a great choice of music. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Ruth Angel, and our guest Jean King, Women's Refuge. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, thousands of happy customers, senior and veterans discounts, locally owned, family operated. What more can you want? Except the fact is that they do what they say they're going to do. You need to stay warm. You need the gas. They're there when you need it. Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Okay, Gene, let's go back. We were talking about, there was loss of funding in the past. So there's a lot of things going on now. You're looking because grants, mm-hmm, are very difficult, and they're capricious in, yep, the sense of here and then gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. It's really a tough thing because we do rely on the grants. When you watch these elections and you watch all the things, it makes a difference about what we're going to get funded for any agencies such as ours. So our board last year, not only did they really make the huge step to merge with the Justice Center, because that meant we took on all the financial obligation with that. They also changed our priorities in the sense of what we do, and that if we don't make prevention our primary thing, it will never stop or change. And I'm so proud of working with a group of people that recognize that and put that as their primary goal, as well as helping everyday people. And then the third thing was, because of the up and down nature of grants, we wanted to be dependent. We want to be able to use grants as much as we possibly can. We'll always apply for as much as is possible. But in the meantime, we want to build an endowment that will not only pay for our operating, funds, but also will pay for our ongoing operations, so that we aren't here and gone, or can give a service one day and not the next because of grants. That's what they do. They come and go. It's not a fault.
You want to build a stable type of financing.
Yeah. So we did just hire a development officer, and the board again invested to do that. It wasn't something they did grudgingly. They realized that we are looking now. It's a 32-year-old organization that's never built any sustainability. So grants go away, and they are, and all these are gone. So we are a really future-looking group, and working on what will we look like in 30 years.
10 years, for that matter.
10 years, for that matter, exactly.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. We're taking people at a certain age when they're in their 20s, and we're putting them in jail. And say, well, let's rehabilitate them. Well, some you might be able to rehabilitate. Frankly, I think all that money and effort should be spent in the juveniles, in the children,
exactly,
and at
the
home, right
there,
and break that cycle of,
absolutely,
abuse in the house, get them back in education. Mm-hmm. You know, they're saying that more people are graduating from high school now than they did in 1976, but still over 20% will not graduate from high school. Mm-hmm. And if you come into Shasta County, and let's face it, Shasta County, I think the graduation rates are okay, but you know, they don't go beyond, but the abuse, the family abuse, spouse abuse, aren't the statistics here pretty high?
They're the highest in the state in terms of, you know, domestic violence and such, and in some places in the nation. But, we have a lot to work on as a community, and that's mainly what I want to be here and talk about, make sure what I emphasize is it's our community. What kind of community do we want to live in? We don't have to change the world to change this. We're not going, our dollars don't have to go someplace else. Our dollars can be spent here. We can make a difference, and it really is with the children. If we don't work with the children and change behaviors, they get bullied, they get abused, they become bulliers. They become stalkers. They become date rapes. They grow into in their families. That's the only thing they have known. And if
they don't know how to manage their rage and
nothing
at a young, at a young age, it can be changed.
And they watch. I mean, clients talk to us, you know, he slapped me a couple times. That's what you do in marriage. My dad did that to my mom. And so I didn't really think much about it. And that is the attitude that many people have. Yeah, it's a slap. I mean, we've worked with almost over 2,000 kids in the schools right now, and we hope we'll double that this year.
Well, look at Rihanna. I mean, she gets beat up.
Yeah.
I mean, public. And this
And Chris Brown is still a hero.
And he's a hero.
And they're together
again.
Well, what about, I want to talk about this after we come back from the break. Meth,
yeah.
Well, let's talk about it real quick, because when we come back, I want to talk crab feed, because that's what we really want to talk about. Because frankly, the rest of the stuff can fall to the wayside. I know, I am so shallow, but the crab feed that you guys put on is just spectacular. But meth, huge problem in causing these things.
Huge problem.
And I'm not looking at
men and women. Okay?
And that leads to the abuse, the domestic violence, the problem with the kids. Meth.
Meth and drugs, alcohol, and mental health. Mental health is a huge thing, and there is very little help. If someone comes to us and says they're abused, but they have mental health problems, we can't really help them. We're not trained to do
that. Rescue Mission or similar.
They take what they can, but we work really closely with the Good News Rescue Mission because they're the only other place.
Yeah.
Well, other than you can send them to the, emergency. And then, you know, you fill up emergency and you've got all sorts of people there. They really should be dealt with in a different way, in a different location. So, but meth, it seems like everybody comes in is on meth. I mean, I probably overstated that.
You're probably like maybe 10% overstatement.
But there is a lot of meth out there. If we, what a horrible drug that is.
It is. And I'm, So maybe it's a concerted effort to shut down the meth, but now they make it in their house. It's even easier to do. Anyway, we got to take a break. We'll come on back. Gene King, Ruth Angel, and myself. Here I am surrounded by such nice people. Well, luckily Bad Bob's here. He kind of balances it out. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of earning less than 0.5% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? If you have $300,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, I have a personal annuity I want to sell. This contract is not available anymore as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. So one savvy investor who wants a minimum of 4% interest guaranteed can purchase this personal annuity. This is no gimmick. The fixed account in this annuity will always pay at least 4% every year. This is only available to one person with at least $300,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. We offer other annuities as well, but for one investor with $300,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return for this existing annuity contract, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. owned and operated by my wife Judy and I. We're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
With one spark, hope for many people went up in flames Christmas Day. In the wee hours of the morning, the Good News Rescue Mission on South Market Street caught fire and sustained heavy damage. The time couldn't have been worse. First, flooding, then the fire. At a time when the homeless are most in need because of the cold weather. So the mission is in dire need of your help. Go to GNRM.org or search Good News Rescue Mission and click on Donate to see how you can help. Thank you.
Attention all brides, grooms, and families. Sunday, January 27th at 11 a.m., Simpson University presents the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. More than 150 professional vendors. Plan your wedding all in one day, all in one place. Lots and lots of great prizes, including a honeymoon vacation, food tasting, cake samples, DJs, bands, honeymoon travel, and so much more. Just for you on your special day. Plan to attend and meet professionals who can make your wedding day special. For more information, call 223-3868. See you there!
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on sabbatical, but Ruth Angel is at my side.
I'm here.
She's with sword and shield. Well, Gene King's with us.
Kind of like one of those old statues, huh?
You know, cool. We've got something huge coming up.
We do. We got the number one event in Reading annually, we believe. Over 1,000 people coming to our crab feed February 2nd at the fairgrounds. It'll be...
It always
bigger
sells
and
out.
It sells out, and it's just fun. It is a fun event.
Lots of people.
You know what? Let me tell you, just from personal experience, is frankly the first time I went to the crab feed, I felt bad afterwards.
Huh?
Because I ate so much crab. I felt, you know, I've been gotten back from, you know, other countries. I'm getting, wow, I could have fed two villages on this.
Yeah.
You know, then I thought about, that's their problem. Okay.
You're home now.
I'm home now. And, but the crab is outstanding. And now we gathered up all of our crab stuff. So you have you have little butter melters and then you have little crackers. And I found something that just opens up the shell just with a little like that.
So
and
you
all
have
of
a
it comes
too?
Out. I have a bib. What I have is a poncho I put on over me. Which it's camouflaged and it says eat crab.
Hey, there's a new one too on YouTube. There's, you know, how the instructional things on YouTube. One is just on how to get all the meat out of a crab easily. And it really is.
Within seconds
how you do it. With the bowl, you crack, the whole tells you exactly from beginning to end. You can go on YouTube. I don't know the name of it, but I'm sure it's easy to find.
Prepare yourself.
But the last part, of course, is the crab hat.
Yeah.
Linda and I were at another crab feed, Anderson, you know, and we have our crab hat.
Yeah.
And we're the only ones, all those people there, we're the only ones that had crab hats. And people looked at us, taking our photos. And so I figured at that point, maybe we should take them off because they were looking at us strange. Anyway.
I don't think so.
Great crab. Don't you have Crab King going around?
We have Crab Queen, exactly, which, you know, we have over 200 volunteers who help. We have more than that that help with it. Like you said, a lot of people donate for raffles. And
you need that.
And
so
we need that.
So you're still asking for people to donate.
Sure, raffles. Exactly.
Call
Christy Hansen, 244-0118. We'll all help out with that.
You can call her for tickets.
Tickets $40 a person. The fun thing is to get a table of eight and to have your friends come. I now have three tables of friends that want to come so much and such. But okay, the queen, leads out all 200 volunteers who snake their way through the audience to music and dance and make noise and everything. And I think that was the first time I went was only a couple years ago. And I was like, wow, this is fun. You just really got
it's
you
a
excited.
Great, it's
yeah.
a great time.
Yeah.
And you've got Basinko up there, or at least you used to. And
He'll be around. He'll be around.
They're talking about something you can't hear because you're too busy eating crab. how do you get tickets?
Also, you can go online, ShastaWomensRefuge.org, or again, call 244-0118, and you can get them, just that way, calling our office. $40, a piece, get a group of eight people. Have a great weekend.
It will be. It will be. You were talking about some serious crab eating.
And donate a basket. If you're a business in Redding or Shasta County, donate a basket. Put all your cards and things in there and donate a basket to them.
There you go.
Good.
Okay.
Good. Thanks. Thanks for having me here.
Oh,
it's
I think your guys are coming on again next Monday, too,
for a little while.
We're going to talk more crab feed.
Okay.
Well, maybe not you, but somebody's coming to talk crab feed. All right.
Good.
All right. Thanks a lot. Gene King.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here for the news. We come back. We've got Ronnie Posse, who's heading up the new Veterans Center right here that they just started in Redding. We'll be back after these messages.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. President Obama is back in church, doing more inauguration events as his second term gets going. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz, live at the White House.
The president just arrived at the inaugural prayer service at the Episcopal National Cathedral in Washington, a tradition that dates back to George Washington. The president and vice president will close out the inaugural festivities tonight with a ball for their staff. Then the president will be busy working on his February 12th State of the Union speech. His inaugural address laid out a broad liberal agenda. In this coming speech, he needs to sell that agenda to Congress, with a Republican House more interested in shrinking government spending than increasing its role. Dave?
Mike, the House could vote tomorrow to raise the debt ceiling, but Republicans who want spending reform only want a three-month extension. More Americans bought more homes last year, even though sales dipped a bit in December. The National Association of Realtors says previously owned home sales surged to a five-year high in 2012, up 9% from the year before. On Wall Street, not much action. The Dow's down 3 points. It's been a bitter cold this morning in the northern U.S. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper is really feeling it live outside in Chicago.
The cold air here envelops you like gift wrap. It clings. You bring it into the warm building with you. A coworker here shivered when I walked by her. That's what happens when the actual temperature is around zero and the wind chill is well below that, as is the case from the Dakotas across the upper Midwest and over to Vermont and Maine. We're used to cold in the Midwest, but this is a little colder than usual. Several schools near Duluth, Minnesota, and across Michigan have canceled classes due to the bitter cold. Dave?
Jennifer, snow caused a bunch of car crashes, even big pileups in Ohio. In Pennsylvania overnight, two trucks collided near Reading. One of them was carrying 2-liter bottles of soda. Hundreds of gallons spilled and froze all over the road, shutting it down for 5 hours. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
To have the perfect relationship that works into my life, there has to be somebody special.
At Match.com, we want to help make it easier for you to get started in finding someone great. That's why you can now try Match.com free. That's right, get 7 days free and see who's out there for you. You can read profiles, view photos, and connect with people all free. Visit our exclusive website for this limited time offer. Go to TryMatch.com. That's T-R-Y Match.com and get 7 days of Match free.
Match opens up incredible possibilities to meet people that you never would have met without it.
Getting on Match, it was so easy. I thought, what have I been waiting on?
This exclusive offer is for a limited time only, so visit TryMatch.com now. That's T-R-Y Match.com. One in five relationships now begins online. Why not let yours be one of them?
First dates are more exciting than anything. I thought, you know, why not?
And for a limited time only, Match is giving you 7 days free. Visit TryMatch.com for details. That's T-R-Y Match.com. Join today.
It is long-awaited testimony. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton goes to Congress tomorrow to answer questions about the deadly attack on the U.S. consulate in Libya.
There's this overall big question of how this administration is dealing with extremists and militants.
Republican Senator Bob Corker, pro-life activists in Kansas, will rally and pray, remembering Roe v. Wade. the Supreme Court decision legalizing abortion 40 years ago today.
On this anniversary, many opponents of abortion feel momentum's on their side. Dan McConkie is with Americans United for Life.
I absolutely think that one day Roe will be overturned. The interesting fact is the trend of the views of the American people is more and more pro-life.
He says states have found ways to enact restrictions. Their most recent annual list ranking the states finds the best, from their perspective, to be Louisiana, then Oklahoma. Arizona is most improved. Pro-choice law professor Melissa Murray at UC Berkeley says, in her opinion, this is not just about abortion, but about equality.
In the years after Roe versus Wade, there was a huge uptick in women going to college and going on to professional and graduate school. And do I think there's a direct correlation? I do.
Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio.
More than one in five students do not get their high school diplomas in 4 years yet. The U.S. graduation rate is at its highest level since 1976.
According to a study by the U.S. Education Department, for the 2009-2010 school year, the national dropout rate was 3%, down from the year before, with boys giving up on their schooling in greater numbers than girls in every state. Nevada had the lowest four-year graduation rate, under 58%, and Vermont the best, with over 91%. Kirsten McNary, Fox News Radio.
An armed robbery yields nothing. At a Chinese restaurant in Springfield, Massachusetts, police say three masked men tried to rob the joint Monday night, but after a scared worker ran out the back and called police, the thieves could not figure out how to open the cash register. Frustrated, they left empty-handed and so far have not been caught. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Second hour of Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. It is 8:05 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Carl Bott and Linda Bott. Linda is on sabbatical, but Ruth Angel.
I'm here.
Hi, Ruth.
I'm here and it's cold outside.
You know what? It's cold. Bob, bad Bob, how cold is it?
Well, right now, Carl, we're looking at 33 degrees into the forecast. Partly cloudy skies this morning, overcast during the afternoon, a high of 64. Tonight, low of 42 degrees, a little bit warmer than it's been. Tomorrow, look for a change in weather, rain showers in the morning, steady rain late in the afternoon, the high should be about 54. Right now, once again, 33 degrees in Reading, and this report, as always, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Ooh, Anselmo Vineyards.
Great brunch. I was there last week. It was wonderful.
Thursday night is pizza night. You know what? They always sell out pizzas, too. So if you want a pizza, you need to make a reservation for a pizza.
Margarita pizza and the best cannolis ever.
You know, they make everything up there handmade, and they built their own wood-fired pizza oven for it. And then, of course, it doesn't take away from some of the finest, you know, meat products
and wine. Yeah, that is probably wine. The best That's Merlot. It.
And then, of course, you have, you know, Sporting Clays and also horseback rides. And then the big dinners, of course, on the weekends and the brunch on Sunday. And Selmo Vineyards, just a quick drive out of Palisadjo, 474-5546. Get reservations. We packed the place when Linda was in there with Rick Hill and Pat Karch. It was just, they moved in other tables.
Yeah, if you've never heard Linda sing, she's just got the most amazing voice. I really miss her, so she needs to come off the sabbatical. But well, she's got the most amazing voice.
As soon as she finishes her mission in life of what, you know, whatever women get into. So, okay, you know what? We're going to take, we need Wells Fargo guys. Just sitting over there, you were just standing over there, not doing anything again, you know.
Trying to figure out the chat room.
The chat room.
Oh. Good morning, Sonny.
Hi, Sonny.
Good to see you out on the chat room.
Our guest today is going to be is Ronnie Potts. And he is beginning something that other places have that we've been trying to get here in Reading a long time. And that's called a Veterans Center. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you tell us quickly what a Veterans Center is?
A Veterans Center is a place where veterans can come in and start beginning the process of counseling for different issues that they have, PTSD, depression, some marital problems. We just opened up here in Reading. It was basically started out of Chico. There was no outreach for veterans in Shasta County at all for several years. So we, I took the position and started coming up 1st of December, opened up the facility.
Okay. Now, we're going to get back to Ron here right after we, you know, hit Wells Fargo and take a quick break. But this is the first time it's opened up, and this is for people, and it's also for their families, too.
Yes.
So, and that's a somewhat a little bit different than you're going to see in other places in the sense of the VA clinic, which is a great place here, but it's for the veterans and not necessarily for their families, where you all reach out to not only the veterans, but their families.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, well, let's go to Josh Wiley from our Wells Fargo Advisors for our Market Minute. Good morning, Josh.
Well, good morning. Markets are lower in early trading this morning. Currently, the Dow's down 8 points at 13,641, while the NASDAQ's down 10 at 3,123, and the S&P 500's down 2 at 1,483. Oil's up 31 cents at $95.87 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 3.03%. Gold's up $2.70 at $1,690, while silver's up 8 cents at $32.03 an ounce. Some of the most actively traded stocks this morning, McDonald's is up 33 cents at $92.59. Coca-Cola's down half a buck at $37.20, while AT&T is up a nickel at $33.50. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 here in the morning, right here on KCNR. Head on down to Park Marina Drive or give them a call at 530-243-7561 to find out what you should do with your investments, what's going on Wall Street. If anybody knows, the people down at the Wells Fargo Advisors will know. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, here, of course, with Ruth Angel and our guest, Ronnie Potts, who's heading up the Veterans Center right here that just opened up in December. And it's a different, even though it's a for veterans, it's not necessarily, linked. I guess you are linked to the Veterans Clinic, but, not.
We're not linked to the Veterans Clinic, but we're just, offshoot of the Department of Veteran Affairs.
Right. So, so this is kind of a separate, entity here, but it's again to help the veterans.
Yes.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages.
Casino is the only place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. MMA. Are you ready for the Warriors on the River? MMA fights are back as Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights presents the Warriors on the River cage fights. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, January 19th at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30, bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. Amateur, title, and pro fights, it's all in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage on Saturday, January 19th. The Event Center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fights that only Wind River Casino can bring you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is happening again in 2013 with the Warriors on the River cage fights at Wind River Casino. For all the details on the Warriors on the River, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event.
It's better.
It's better.
On the River.
On the River.
On the River.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
So, Chris, second Tuesday in February is at Mazatlan's.
I'm packed and ready to leave.
Not in Mazatlan, at Mazatlan Grill Mexican Restaurant.
I was looking forward to a vacation in Mexico.
Won't you join us Tuesday, February 12th at Mazatlan Grill on Hilltop Drive for some great Mexican food and good company as Mazatlan Grill donates a percentage of their proceeds to Haven Humane Society. It's all about helping the animals and an evening out with friends.
I still need a vacation.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. I tell you what, 30 years in the business helping this community. Espresso Joe's, best coffee in town, great prices. Meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. What can I say? Great people. Joe and Shelley. All right, let's get back into this, because this is something that I've been hearing about for years since I came up to the North, is getting a veteran center here. And obviously it's now happened. Ronnie Potts is our guest, and who is the head of the veteran center.
Well needed.
And we're here now. Ronnie, can you go back in again and say, what is the veteran center's purpose? What's their mission?
The purpose is to provide services to the veterans, their families, specifically combat veterans who've been exposed to trauma, readjustment to coming back home from the war zone, readjusting to work, family situations. It's really called a readjustment center. That's my title, as a readjustment therapist. And it's to teach them they've been changed, but how to function also.
Okay.
So that's how I go about
it. How to cope with their new realities.
Gotcha. Yeah. So what's your background?
My background is I've been working in mental health since 1980. County mental health, private psychiatric units. Got my license as a therapist. Then went to work for the VA 3 years ago down in Chico. I'm a veteran myself.
Okay. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Yes. We're all veterans in here. So anyway. Okay, well,
not me.
Well, you're a veteran of working with Kurt Largent.
That's working with Kurt qualifies for combat.
That's combat trauma. Duty. That's a trauma. You'll get a free ride here. Okay, now that you've gotten it open, now it's just you right now.
Yes, I'm not.
Okay, so what can we do to help? I mean, we're talking about now. There's already being a servicemen and women being seen under the old system.
Yes.
Okay. And so they're also trying at the Veterans Clinic is to start as the new people that are having problems, bring them into the clinic that way. Now, you're separate from that in the sense of and just like you said, you're dealing with post-traumatic stress, transitions, but you're bringing in the families also.
I'm bringing in families, but also it's more of some veterans just don't feel comfortable going to the formal VA. And we're more open and relaxed to come on in and let's see what's going on. Let's try to help you with anything, the problems that you may be facing. So over the past month since I've been up here, I've been getting referrals from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. And
yeah, Bob Dunlap.
Yeah. Before I came up here, before we opened up, there was only availability was 1 day a week. And then they became short staffed. So this position opened up, so I applied for it and took this position to come up here.
Now, is this going to grow? Is this something that could grow into a center as big as Chico's, let's say?
It's possible. I'm going to be doing two groups up here. I have space at the VA outpatient clinic. I'm going to be doing a couple of groups there. I have a group down in Chico, and also I'll do individual therapy as they come in.
Okay, well, what do you think the numbers are going to be?
I don't really know. I'm just looking at it. It's about an average, since I've been up here about a month now, it's been about 30.
Okay.
So how many does Chico handle?
I really don't know how many Chico handles. I know they have a few hundred cases open. So I'm assuming.
So you could get as large as a couple
Chico.
Hundred.
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
If
you look at the number of veterans that are up here. So.
Right, there are a lot of veterans.
It isn't just returning veterans, which we do have a lot of. In fact, the National Guard just came back, and they had some casualties over there. Minor, but in the sense that, you know, but still Purple Heart worthy. And the whole thing was for with the Veterans Center, and we've got to take a break here, was that it allowed more, it allowed a different venue for helping veterans.
Yes, a different venue, a more relaxed venue, and then we do outreach to the veteran. The unit that just returned, I saw in the news, end of the month, we'll be doing outreach in Chico to let them know what services are available and that if they need assistance, we're here for.
And so some of those veterans from the Vietnam War that I know, I've met people with PTSD who there was no outreach for them way back in the 60s and 70s. And so are they able to join a group as well?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Good. Because most of the veterans that were seen in the Shasta County area were referred out to private therapists. And once they got rated, the VA is saying you got rated, you need to come to the clinic. But now it gives them an opportunity, instead of going to the formal VA clinic, to be seen at the vet center.
Here. Well, they tried to do is pull the and they tried this a few years ago, was to pull the people back from their psychologist or their the people that were assisting them, pull them back into the clinic, and it was a riot. I mean, literally a riot.
Yeah.
And it was a stupid decision made down in Sacramento based on, I think, money. And they said they were taking away these people who have been dealing with these guys for years and wanted to bring them into new therapists. Well, it didn't fly and they didn't do it. But with what you're doing with the Veterans Center is different, and we got to take a break because I want to talk about that when we come back. The other thing I want to talk about is identification for families of their veterans who have come home, or maybe it could be the Vietnam era, or whatever era, is that they can recognize some things that probably means they need to be seen, and the fact that they can also receive the help. So we'll be right back. Ronnie Potts is our guest from the Veterans Center. Just started it up here, and we're really proud to have you on the show and to have you up here in Reading. So we'll be right back.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay, and we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Gun Owners of California United Reading Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Reading Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine. Increase the value of your vehicle, and will have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The Half Price Sale. Going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Reading, 530-226-0992.
Cattlemen's would like to announce a special all-night fundraiser and silent auction on Tuesday, January 22nd to benefit the Myers family. Come enjoy Cattlemen's on January 22nd and mention the name Elliot when you come in. And Cattlemen's Restaurant will donate a portion of the proceeds to one area family. That's January 22nd to benefit the Myers family. Mention the name Elliot when you come and enjoy Cattlemen's, and a portion of the proceeds will be donated to the Myers family.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays 10 to 11 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio 1460 KCNR.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott and Ruth Angel right here on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helper, serving Shasta County seniors and families since 2004, providing assistance including transport, light housekeeping, cooking, laundry, medication reminders, personal care. Every employee is background checked, drug and OMB screened, bonded and insured. What else can you ask for except for this really great thing? Sharon Clark will give a free assessment, a complimentary assessment, in-home assessment to you and to see and your family to see if this is the type of services that you need or how many days it might need. It's not full care, but it might be there to help out for a day or two or an afternoon to help the family out. That's Home Helpers. Give them a call at 530-226-8350. Ruth Angel, like I said, is here with me today, and our guest is Ronnie Potts, who is the readjustment counselor.
Yes.
Over here at our brand new Veterans Center. Where is it now?
2888 Eureka Way.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And what's that by?
That's right at the intersection of Overhill and Eureka Way. It's our annex building that we rented.
Pretty close to Patients Hospital.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah. Okay, now, a lot of times a veteran doesn't want to maybe recognize the fact that he has problems or she has problems. How can the family help them? Would they call you directly and say, he's really having adjustment problems, or it's, you know, he's sitting there at night in the dark and mumbling to himself?
A family member can call, but then I would like to speak with the veteran. And I think the easiest approach is for a family member is just acknowledge that you've changed and in a sympathetic way, and it seems like you could use some help.
So what would a family look for?
Depression, okay. Crying spells, isolation, anger, for no apparent reason, explosive anger. If they go out in public, sometimes veterans always say they're struggling with crowds, they need to leave, they get in a panic situation in restaurants, shopping centers, things like that at the mall. And when the veteran voices that, family members could say, hey, that's different from when you left.
So what you want the family to do is engage in the conversation and have them realize that your services are available and get them in before it becomes a tragedy.
Yes, before it becomes a tragedy or they suffer too long.
Right.
The Vietnam veteran suffered for several years before help was available. So
we've known him that he said for 20 years he just thought he was just having he's just angry where he was working at Caltrans. He's just angry all the time. And it wasn't until after 20 years after he got back from Vietnam, from a combat tour there, that he realized that, gosh, there's other people out there angry just like me. And he wears a patch on his vest that says, not all scars, you can't see all scars.
Exactly.
So, yeah, okay, so now the family's seen that. Now, from what I understand is that when you bring in, say the veteran comes in to see you and it starts the readjustment, you also see his family. It's almost like Al-Anon type. Is that true?
It's more family therapy if the vet wants his family members in, but I always give them skills that they have to work on with their family in the same time as they're working on themselves. Because it ends up, PTSD and all these disorders ends up fracturing families.
And so I try to keep a family unit together and work together.
One of the things that I heard from a vet who was in Vietnam, and he came back and he got a divorce. His wife and kids got a divorce, and like Carl, 20 years later, said that he would never have gotten a divorce, but he felt like he had to save his family and let them go on with their lives in a productive, positive way. And he went on to live a troubled, angry life.
Yes.
You know, here's my question. I'm talking to the Department of Defense about getting a spokesman in because the suicide rate is the highest this year on active duty than it ever has been. I'm working to have a spokesman from the Department of Defense in to talk about that, that can address that. But I'm just thinking that these things that are happening like this, and the post-traumatic stress, how much of this do you believe was prior to going in the service? I mean, there's no baseline. Does that make sense? We don't even have enough time really to talk about it, but I've always wondered, we don't even know what the baseline is when people go in the military. You know, post-traumatic stress is Angel getting beat up by some guy when she was 15.
Oh, that would never happen.
That could be part of the problem. I mean, do you look back and say, well, you know what, this thing really started when you were 12?
I look back, in my practice based upon the fact that I know that, being in the military and everything else, some people were exposed to trauma early in life, which there's theory that indicates that, prior exposure can predisposition you to PTSD when you're in the military. So I take that into account.
No, keep going. We're okay. He just punched the wrong button.
I take that into account.
So how you coped when you were younger may have opened the door to PTSD.
Yes. And also I look at the possibility of individuals' resiliency, ability to bounce back from trauma, even if it was early trauma. Because you...
Okay, now we are going to take a break. All right, we're going to be right back here. Yeah, Ronnie Potts is our guest. We're talking about, and I want to finish this up on post-traumatic stress from the prior, previously to the military and then afterwards. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. President Obama is praying,
"Gracious is the Lord and righteous."
That's at an inaugural prayer service at the National Cathedral, a tradition dating back to George Washington. Then tonight there will be one last celebration for White House staffers. At the Senate, Republican leader Mitch McConnell has a hope for the president's second term.
And that's to work with us on identifying durable solutions to the problems that we can only solve together.
The Democratic leader Harry Reid says the GOP needs to work with them.
It is possible to hold fast to your principles while making the compromises necessary to move our country forward.
Algerian officials keep looking for 5 workers still unaccounted for in the terrorist standoff that left 38 hostages dead, 3 of them Americans, including Aaron Lovelady's father.
We asked him all the time, "Do you feel safe? Do you feel safe? Go in. If you don't feel safe, you don't have to go." And he goes, "Oh, I feel so... Nothing's happened there in so long."
7 other Americans were able to escape. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals, if it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Attention all brides, grooms, and families. Sunday, January 27th at 11 a.m., Simpson University presents the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. More than 150 professional vendors. Plan your wedding all in one day, all in one place. Lots and lots of great prizes, including a honeymoon vacation, food tasting, cake samples, DJs, bands, honeymoon travel, and so much more. Just for you on your special day. Plan to attend and meet professionals who can make your wedding day special. For more information, call 223-3868. See you there!
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460, community radio for the North State. Carl Bott, Ruth Angel. Linda is still on sabbatical and will be until she gets all of her stuff done, which could be sometime this year. We're hoping.
You're amazing, Carl. You're just amazing. The off mic discussions, and I just look at you and I see Lieutenant Colonel Carl Bott, and I think you are just amazing and fabulous. That's my, and I'm not being Linda saying that. I am saying
how
that
nice
as
of you, Ruth.
You're just amazing.
Oh, shucks. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Amazing guys down there too. They give great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and for military and seniors. Man's Last Stronghold. What can I say? It's a good place to go to. Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Of course, Ruth Angel is here with me today, and you're a great person too. I mean, you know, look at the stuff you were talking about.
I look at you as a lieutenant colonel and the experiences that you have, and to just hear those things. And so if you ever get an opportunity to talk to Carl about those things, you're just in awe of the type of things that you've done as a lieutenant colonel and what you and your experience here and what you're doing for this community. It's just amazing, and I'm so thrilled that you and Linda are doing this community radio show and providing this type of information to the community. I think it's great.
Well, thank you. And we have Ronnie Potts with us, who is the readjustment counselor, is heading up the vet center right here in Reading. This is our first one.
Yes,
here.
It is.
So you're starting a dynasty here.
I don't know about a dynasty. I'm just trying to build a program for veterans.
But we appreciate it. A veteran yourself, and of course we appreciate your service so much. We were talking about post-traumatic stress and triggers.
Yes.
And I think it's important that people talk about post-traumatic stress, and because they're seeing this, oh gosh, these veterans come back and they're going to go into post-traumatic stress and they're going to, destroy the whole office and all these other things. But that hasn't been the case.
No, that's
it's such an exaggeration. It's like a Hollywood movie, which is such exaggerations. But there are triggers. There are instances of things happening to veterans.
Yes, there's triggers. I try to teach about triggers because it's more of a way of coping with trauma memories and situations that bring back those traumatic memories. To being aware of yourself, being that you can try to defuse your emotional set from the actual events or time frames in which the trauma occurred.
So so when you're doing that, so if it's like an example, you see something that brings you right back to a firefight or to an experience of seeing something like that. There's your trigger. Yeah. All right, you see whatever it is, it could be something that it could be just a smell.
Yes.
And it brings it back. What do you do then?
What I try to teach the vets is to understand that the time frame on that is that you understand that that's the trigger, identify it, and then the skills that you've developed for each vet is different, that you can take your change your mindset and the way you feel about it, the way you think about it, and then understand that it's more of the past reoccurring than what's really happening in the here and now.
Well, one of the things that is mentioned here in our chat room, one of the chat packers was one of five young men that went into the military and all in different branches, and one of them said to Boo on his way to ship out that he was not coming home, and it almost makes me tear up and get choked up, because obviously Boo is affected by this, and he did come back in a closed coffin ceremony, as he writes about on the chat pack, and how you're affected being one of those people coming home while people that you love and knew did not, and how that affects you.
That's a difficult situation. It's that grief process, and especially when your last contact with that individual is when they say that. So that kind of sticks with you. And that's a difficult thing of understanding an individual's grief, the sense of loss, and those last words that individual said to you. It's painful, and it takes some work to get through that.
You know, I saw a movie the other day, or parts of it. I can't watch a lot of type movies. It's called War Horse. And they were getting ready to attack. This was World War One. They were getting ready to get up on the step. And then they, you know, these human wave attacks during World War One. And what they do is they say, valuables, valuables. And they bring a bucket by. Now, I don't know if this was just something something throughout history or just this movie thing, where they would take their valuables, like watches and rings and wallets, and throw it in this bucket. These are the ones that make it back, we'll share. And I thought to myself, now, you know, how cold can that be? You make it back, you know, 100 of you leave and 2 of you get back. And you're, because of the massive casualties on that kind of thing. But, I believe that, you know, if once, like you said, once you can pick the triggers, then you can start working on that way. But I tell you what, and just a little, you know, just the story we told during the break, sometimes it comes up and you have no idea.
Exactly.
Because, oh my gosh, what's happening here? Okay, when we get back, we're going to talk about, I want to talk more about the program. How do people get into it? How they get a hold of you, Ronnie? And anything that we can do here.
Sure.
In our radio station. Carl Bott, Ruth Angel. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
This is retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. NFI has purchased over 20,000 rounds of ammunition for our students to use while training for their CCW. Just because you can't find ammunition doesn't mean you can't apply for your CCW at NorCal Firearms Instruction. Come see us at Sportsman's Warehouse, visit us online at norcalfi.com, or call us at 999-1822. Now is the time. This is Ted Leidy reminding you that it's not the loss of freedom, it's a loss of liberty to be worried about.
Are you tired of earning less than 0.5% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? If you have $300,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, I have a personal annuity I want to sell. This contract is not available anymore as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. So one savvy investor who wants a minimum of 4% interest guaranteed can purchase this personal annuity. This is no gimmick. The fixed account and this annuity will always pay at least 4% every year. This is only available to one person with at least $300,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. We offer other annuities as well, but for one investor with $300,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return for this existing annuity contract, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is smoked. The best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Hello, this is Reading Police Chief Robert Pelletti. On January 30th at 6 p.m. in the council chambers, I am going to hold my first town hall meeting to discuss crime in our community and update the community on changes and goals setting for the Reading Police Department. I encourage the community to please attend, and after I do my update, I will answer any questions that the community has so that I can learn about your concerns as well.
That's the town hall meeting with RPD Chief Robert Pelletti at the Reading City Council Chambers, 6 p.m. on Wednesday, January 30th.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott and Ruth Angel. Hello, Ruth.
Hello.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crack Master Windshield Repair. Whether it's a chip or a crack up to 24 inches long, give Jeff a chance. And he's going to fix your windshield. If he can't fix it, he'll tell you. He's not going to take your money. Great guy doing great work. He guarantees his work. You come back in 2 years later, you know, this little chip looks like it's getting, you know, still chippy. He'll fix it again. 3280 Market Street right there in Reading. Give him a call at 530-241-8373. He's not a big contractor. He just does great work, and it's, you know, it's almost, it's a patented type of repair he does. So, like I said, he can guarantee his work. Our guest is Ronnie Potts, who is our newest, opened up the Veterans Center and is the readjustment counselor over there. We were talking about, coming back and the different things about the post-traumatic and the programs that come back. Now, suicide is at the highest it's ever been.
Yes.
In the services.
Yes.
It actually went down for a couple years and then it's come right back up. And my theory, whether it's right or wrong, and I'm trying to find out from Department of Defense this, is the rate of suicide or attempted suicide, is it higher on active duty personnel, or is it as the, you know, the reserves and National Guard that go in and call it in a fight just like regulars? Is it higher in them?
I don't have the statistics anymore. I used to be able to get those. I understand that the suicide rate is very high amongst active duty, and I don't know about the reserve or guard units, but I see a lot of people who, when I was in the mental health department in Chico, we would always get a list of people or someone on a suicide watch under the VA. So there is nationwide, I've heard over the news about the rate of suicide is extremely high.
It is. And here's the thing is, then I want to go back and I want to look at the, you know, when you see these numbers, suicide rates in military at the highest it's ever been, 349, many more than killed in Afghanistan. So then what is the rate in the civilian world? Is it per 100?
I mean,
is this per 100,000?
I bet you those statistics are there.
They're
there. Mentioned something interesting during the break, and that was in Vietnam, you were sent as replacements. And coming home was a different – a much different environment, but now the kids go to Afghanistan and Iraq and they're going as units and they re-up and you were just talking about the trauma trying to make, you know, keep the team together and coming home and when they don't come home together.
What I've understood is about this new system of these constant deployments, ongoing exposure is, it's a higher rate of depression. It's the ops tempo, as they call it in the military, is so high is that I don't understand how these kids are, holding up under it.
That should be the question is what are they doing? What about the ones that are hanging in there that are doing, and that is the majority of them. What's happening there? Is it a unit thing? Is it a feeling of a brotherhood, among the warriors that keeps it hanging together? And then when they shift away from that, you know, if they're transferred out or they can't, you know, is that where it starts?
I know it's a sense of brotherhood, but from the younger guys and some of these guard units, it is a sense of brotherhood.
Sure.
They understand that we're in this together. It's an all-volunteer force now. It's more of
they have a sense of camaraderie, a real strong bond, and I
have 100% reenlistment. I mean, you know, this is in the grunts, and they're devastated if we have too many grunts, and so they can't reenlist and to be a grunt in infantry.
And one of the things, none of them want to acknowledge that they're injured. I've been hearing a central theme of that. Even though if they came back physically intact, they don't want to say that they're psychologically injured.
Right.
They're not.
It's a weakness.
Yeah. And that's the way it's viewed.
Yeah. I mean, they view it, even though we've had general officers saying, I've got it. You know, I have post-traumatic stress. And, you know, and they're trying to get this out. This is not a badge of shame to need some assistance in what's happened after a wartime experiences.
Exactly. And I had a guy a couple of weeks ago. His story is that he was a flight medic and he took care of everyone and been back a couple of years, and he called me, and when he called me, he says, I just felt it was my turn now.
There you go.
There's hope. There's hope that you can intervene and help people cope and get through the rest of their life with a good frame of mind.
Yes.
Well, you know, and I think that's it. You know, to put together a support network.
Exactly.
Of not only just your family, but professionals, but also your fellow warriors that are going through this. They can talk about it. You know, people have asked me, you know, I said, well, you know, really, you know, I said 30 years in the Marine Corps. And one thing I always was is I always believed what I was doing was just absolutely right. Exactly. Absolutely right. I had no doubts of what I was doing, what I'd been ordered in there to do wasn't absolutely right. And I was surrounded. Now, some people are going to go, oh, you're brainwashed. No. I was never given an illegal order. I was never told to do anything illegally. There was nothing that pushed my moral buttons.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I was surrounded by others just like that. And when we came back out of the fight, I was surrounded by all my fellow professionals. And, you know, maybe that was the group therapy. A support network, whether we called it or not, we all were there, we all knew what we were doing, we all talked about it, and then we went on to the next one.
And that's important because you had that sense of, I'm not doing this by myself. I'm not doing it by myself. I'm with a group of guys, we're all here together, we're looking out for each other. And when it's all said and done, we came home and we looked out for each other.
I have to ask you, Carl, did you share that with your family?
Well, you know,
or did you want to spare them?
Huh?
Or did you want to spare them?
You know, sometimes you can't spare them because things happen. And things like waking up in the middle of the night.
Exactly.
You can't spare them from that. And I've got another story that I'll tell offline, but I never thought about it until you talk to a counselor. He goes, well, what do you think that was? Anyway, we do have to take a break. Our guest is Ronnie Potts, who is the readjustment counselor, heads up the new vet center right here on Eureka Way. We want to get the word out about him and what they're doing and who should be coming to his center. I mean, I know he's probably getting referrals, but just some ideas. And if you know somebody out there or somebody in your family, say, you know what, maybe it might be a good idea just to go on down and talk to Ronnie. We'll be right back.
Took the midnight train going anywhere.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine. Increase the value of your vehicle. And we'll have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Maaco. America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Reading, 530-226-0992.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. You know, for years, I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities. So it takes a commitment to take time to work out. And that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled.
It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed a difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yaks.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right, and Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town, to your favorite restaurant, or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. I'll explain why I'm laughing in just a second after I say that this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. By the way, that Ram 1500 was the truck of the year.
It was.
It is. I mean, it is truck of the year. This is 2013. Anyway, the people down there are dedicated in serving Redding and their neighbors. In all the surrounding areas, they've got everything you could possibly want in trucks, cars, and SUVs, new or previously owned. Their service department is outstanding. That's Redding Crown Motors. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue. Give them a call at 530-223-2177. Ronnie, as our readjustment counselor was saying, it's not polite. He says it's not the way to handle anger by pointing guns at people either. Yeah, no matter who they are, right?
No matter who they
are. Okay, it's not a way to handle anger. Okay, I don't know. Works for some people. Ruth, you said got some things here.
Well, Boo wanted to congratulate our guest on his mission, and he wanted, and I want to say, you know, thank you again for your service. And I think hearing that is something that's important, and that people in the community need to do that to our service people in uniform, and to acknowledge those people that are out of uniform. So.
Oh, you got it.
I've got it. So let me just ask you real quickly, because there are some physical effects of post-trauma PTSD.
Yes.
And so what are some of the physical things that you're aware of?
Some of the physical things, some people wake up with night sweats, nightmares, anxiety, particularly a rapid heartbeat.
You think you're having a heart attack.
Exactly. And and that brings about your physical, sweating, diaphoresis, tunnel vision, narrowing of, your vision field. Those are some of the common,
Is that signs. An effect from the adrenaline? Because you're up and down, And is that effect from the adrenaline that you're not getting when you're in a relaxed state, so to speak?
No, I think it's more of just a reaction of the nervous system that something has triggered you.
Okay.
And you're unaware of it. And here's the physiological.
And that's the important part. Ronnie just hit it. You're not aware of it. Something has triggered it. A smell. Mm-hmm. Something somebody has said. A noise. A subtle noise that completely sets you off.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, not to the point where you're screaming and running around or anything like that, but.
So it doesn't have to be something big, it just has to be whatever your trigger is. And exactly. It can be something that most people would think is a normal event, and what you're saying is that it could be something so simple.
Driving back, when you came back from Iraq, going up, driving to a bridge, right? Everybody would do, as you drove into the bridge in one lane, you'd immediately shift over two lanes. So if they were getting ready to drop something,
they wouldn't hit your vehicle. So you saw people driving by, you know, making erratic moves along, you know, when they got back, you know, on the road. Something along the road, IED, yeah. Things like that. Anyway, Ronnie, how do we get a hold of you?
Contact me at the Chico office at area code 530-892-3800 or here in Redding at my office. And the telephone number there is 530-247-7921.
And you want families to call you, you want veterans to call you, you want friends of veterans to call you, yeah. Anything that maybe can, you know, that will give you some names of people that could use some assistance now.
Or they can call and bring in their 214 and I'll see them. That's all.
That's all they need.
Just chatting. It doesn't have to be, even if you don't have a problem and you just want to talk, and maybe you can help someone point out some areas that, you know, they could use some help.
Yeah. So. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here. And it won't be the last time, I promise you. And Ruth, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you, Carl.
And it won't be the last time for you.
Kurt will be so happy that I came on here uninterrupted and I got to chat.
Hey, you know, tomorrow we're having Sherry Silk on, who heads up the convention center. She's going to be talking about all these great events that are happening, including Laura Bush coming to town. And also Karen Hoyt from Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, they've got the heart, think red about taking care of your heart and everything. So they're going to be on tomorrow. Plus, Snappy Patter with Dr. Maria Salas is going to be my co-host tomorrow. So Snappy we're going to be, oh, Snappy Patter. It's too late. Don't call me now. It's too late. Anyway, this is Carl Bott and Ruth Angel, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President and Mrs. Obama with the Bidens at National Cathedral in Washington for an inaugural prayer service.
Gracious is the Lord and righteous.
Rabbi Juli Schoenfeld, one of the clergy taking part. President Obama hearing from Nebraska's governor saying an oil pipeline through his state's just fine with him. More from Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper.
And that originally wasn't the case for Nebraska Governor Dave Heineman. Heineman and environmentalists were concerned about the XL pipeline running through Nebraska's Sand Hills region. But there's a new route that avoids it. However, expect environmentalists to continue the fight because the pipeline carrying tar sands oil from Canada to Texas would still cross a portion of the Ogallala Aquifer. President Obama has the final say on the new route. Chris?
The House and Senate are back in work on Capitol Hill, where Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern reports.
The Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell calls Inauguration Day a fresh start.
We should start with spending and debt. Because it